We are in the middle of a Tosfos. I'd like to end the Tosfos, but before I end the Tosfos, I'd like to, perhaps, we should know clearly on the Cheshbonos, perhaps the Cheshbonos are complicated, but I'd just like to mention how the Chazon Ish makes a Sichum, what the Rabbeinu Tam holds, what the Rivam holds, and then we should learn the sugya, knowing al kaponim these facts. The Chazon Ish says as follows: Alibe de Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, an oirev does not have a zayfik in a kulkibet. That's muchach from the Gemara, that because the Gemara, they told them a zarzer can't be a min oirev, because a zarzer has a zayfik. Snunis can't be a min oirev, because a snunis has a kulkibet, kulkibonei niklaf. So what does an oirev have? An oirev, the simonei tara of an oirev is einei deires ve'etzba yisera. This is the two simonei tara that an oirev has, einei deires ve'etzba yisera. And the yutes oifes, Bustamehev and Aine Deiris, and that's by Yisere, and the Simin Mechudish, could either be the Zeifik or Kukabonoi Niklav. That is the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. The Shitas Arivam, he holds that Kol Yutes Oifais Dersim. All the 19 oifes are doires. An oirev is doires. The simen mechudish, what is not by all the yutes oifes, that's ene doires. That means all the oifes tameim are doires, and an ozniya mistame is ene doires. That is the simen mechudish. Fine. And an oirev has an etzba yisere and a zeifik, and that was the ribom, that's a cool view. Now let us start in the middle of Tosfos, which Tosfos asks a very pertinent question. This is, when the lines start getting wide, this is like in the middle of this area, be'im taimel. It's like in the middle of the where the lines are wide in this Tosfos. Vim Taima, the La'el Mashme, the Gemara and Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, it would seem, the middle, Vim Taima. Vim Taima, the La'el Mashme, from the Gemara and Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, it would seem, the simen revi lehoda bekula, the fourth simen tare, is not by all the oifes tmeim, the lesser oive peres oive osnia. It's not be peres and not bosnia. Now this is the vile shitas atoisvis. So again, let us remind ourselves, shitas atoisvis is an oirev, is einai deiris in an etzba yisera. A zarzer has a zeifik, and a snunis has kukabonei niklav. That is shitas hatoisvus. So let us just speak oisvenix, let's make a cheshben a nefesh. So it comes out a oirev, uminoi, you have all four simonei tar already, and this is from the oifes tmeim. And the Gemara says, and Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, that only three simonei tare are by the oifes tmeim, and only the fourth simon tare is by either a peres or a znia. But all the oifes tmeim only have three simonei tare. And here, according to Tosfos, ויבט את הפחד נוירה, הנוירה וזה עיני דוירס הנץ בייסיירו, עזר זרחי זה זייפק, הנסנוניס איז קולקבון אי ניקלב. So the oifes tmeyim, the oire b'mini alone has all four simonei tare, and that is fakelt from the Gemara. Because the Gemara and Av Samach Aleph Amid Bey said, you need nesher, because I learned that from Osniyah, that just like Osniyah is also, or Peres, which one, just like Osniyah is also, so I'd learn that all the others. If by the other oifes tmeyim, they also have the simon tare, so shnei ksum and boim kecha, they don't need nesher. That was the Gemara Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis. For Ektoisvis, the La'el Mashma the Simen Revi Lehoda Bekule. The fourth Simen is not by all the Oifes Tmeim, the Lesser Ella Oibe Peres Oibe Aznia. For Ektoisvis, Ula Rabbi Eleza, according to Abba Eleza, Mashkachas Lo Kulu Simonei Tare Boire Veminoi. According to Rabbi Lezer, you have all simonei tare boire v'minoi, lefi pshat halachim, that means the pashtus of the Gemara, the mashme, the zeifik, v'kol kobonei niklav, shem simen tare bezarzer, osnunis lavone, these are the simonei tare bezarzer, osnunis lavone, boire v'bei simonei tare acherim, v'im kein, boire v'minoi, Ika Dalit Simone Tare. So Eire Vemina have already four Simone Tare. Ubisomech Posek Halochi Ki Rabbi Lezer. One man the Yom HaPasuk is like Rabbi Lezer. So Memeilus, according to Rabbi Lezer, I mean, according to the Chachomim, Azarzer is an Oiftoyer, Asnunis is an Oiftoyer, so they don't have any Oifus to Meim. But according to Rabbi Lezer, that Azarzer and Asnunis are the mean of an Oirev, so you have an Oirev on Minoi all four Simone Tare. According to Rabbi Lezer, Umashme da Haloche ke Rabchiye. And it would seem we pass in Rabchiye, da Oma, Rabchiye said, Oif Abba b'simen Echa Toir, Lefi Shaynei Doima L'Nesher. Rabchiye said the reason why a Simen Echad is Toyer because it's not Doima L'Nesher. Basikna L'Didei Dechad L'Mashkachas Lo. He has to have a limud from Nesher because it's not Shnei Ksubim Maboim Ke'echod. And the Gemara says Dechad L'Mashkachas Lo Ela Beperes Oibes Nia. So Memele Sotoismus has a Shreklecha problem. According to, this is the Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam, according to Rabbi Elazar, Oirev Uminoi, you have all four Simonei Tare, and the Gemara Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis, it would seem, all Oifes Tmeim only have three Simonei Tare, only those Nio, or the Peres is the fourth Simon Tare. That's Akash, according to the Rabbeinu Tam. Vafilu Leperish Orivom. Now, according to the Rivom, let's make a cheshbon nefesh. According to the Rivom dissected a kurvil, which is an oirev. An oirev has an etzpe yisere in a zeifik. An etzpe yisere in a zeifik. Okay, that's by an oirev. Now, according to the Rivom, the oma shoirev yesh le etzpe yisere in a zeifik. Mikol moke im kiv in the Rabbi Eleza. Choshiv snunis min oirei, but snunis is also min oirei. Asnunis is kulkabonei niklav kidektoni. They said they ate it because it's kulkabonei niklav. They hold it's not a min oirei. Abo bekitzer, Rabbi Lezer holds, it is a min oirei. He has kulkabonei niklav. O midris nami loidoris. Now you have to say it's not doris. Midoch lele anshe golo. The anshe golo later sinunis. So you have to say it's not doris. And it has a kokabone niklav. So a fill according to the Rivom, and a liberty rabbeleza, we have all four simone tare and a oire feminoi. An oire is that's by yeseire and zeifik. Asnunis is kukabonei nikla ve'inei deiris. So it's bitter. Alma mashkachas lo kulo simone tare boire vomine. Venire le forage. So therefore, Tosis wants to say that it's not that way. Venire le forage. The Bahochi Pligi Rabbi Leza Verabonam. The Zeifik Shel Zarzer Kotenhu. The Kokobonoi Shel Snunis Loy Mivzera Le Kalpo Biyadayim. Le Choshev Le Rabbi Leza Zeifik Uklifo. So now Taisva says as follows. Now let's go according to Taisva's chat and we'll come to the Rivam in 1 minute. So, according to Tosfos, they tined it, according to Tosfos, that, let's say according to Tosfos. So, an Oyrif has, is Eine Teures, and has an Etzbe Yisere. So, Tosfos Takashe, Nu Azarzer is a Zeifek. And as Nun is Kukabone Niklap. So, we have already, the Oyrif Umina, you have all four Simonitare. No, you're making a big mistake. Rabbi Leza holds that Zeifik is not a Zeifik. It's very small. There's a little bulge from the Vesha till the Kulkabin. So there's a little bulge there. But not like a normal Zeifik. They said it was a Zeifik. So they timed it. So it's not the Min Oirev. It's not a Min Oirev. Because an Oirev has, according to Tosfos, Einodiris, and that's by Yisrael. This is a Zeifik. Rabbi Leza said, that's not a Zeifik. It's very small. That's not a Zeifik. So, according to Rabbi Leza, so, Azarzel, the same thing. Azarzel is Einodiris, and it's an Etzba Yisrael. The Zeifik is nothing. That's not called a Zeifik. They held it is a Zeifik. Okay, that was a matter of opinion. Now let's talk about Asnunis Levone. They ate it, they said it's Kokabone Niklav. He said that's not called Niklav. That means it didn't peel off too easily. It was a little difficult to peel it off. So there was a matter of opinion, is this called Kokabone Niklav? So Rabbi Leza says that's not called Kokabone Niklav. That's not called Niklav. So Asnunis Levone, it only has a Enedeiris and an Esve Yisera. So it comes out, the Chazanisha comes out, the way Tosis is saying now, I feel according to Rabbi Leza, Oirev Umine have the same Simonetare. They're not different. Not the way we're saying till now, that he holds it. It has different Simonetare. It's not like that. The Machloikis is it called Kabone Nikla? Does it have a Zeifik? Rabbi Leza held it doesn't have a Zeifik. And Rabbi Leza held it doesn't have a Zeifik. And it's ain't called Kabone Nikla. So Mamela, so it's Mamish Min Oirev. It's Mamish what an Oirev has. Ein Oideiris. And that's by Yisrael. This is good according to Tosfos, according to the Rabbeinu Tam. Now, let's talk, make a cheshbon and nefesh according to the Rivam. The Rivam said, an oirev has an etzba yisera and a zeifik. That's what the Rivam said. Now, they said that what, that it's, they said that a snunis is kulkabonoi niklav. They said a snunis is kulkabonoi niklav. So we say, no, that's not a Kukabone Nikla. Fine. But they said it's Einidairis. That was Tosfos Kasha. Akochachas Einidairis. If they ate it, Akochachas Einidairis. So, Einidairis Lechere is, according to the Rivam, that's the Simen Chodosh, which we find only by Oznia. Here it comes out from the Oifei Satmeyim. We also have Einei Doiris. So this Kasha, the Marsha asks according to the Rivam. Nachamu. The Rivam holds that an Oireg, all Yutes Oifes are Doiris. All Yutes Oifes are Doiris. That's the Shittas Rivam. An Oireg is an Etzba Yiseire and a Zeifik. This is an Oireg. Now, they said that let's talk about a snunis levone. They ate a snunis levone. So al kochach beistachoist that a snunis levone. If they ate a toises tekashe or midras nami leidores. Al kochach it's not doires, because if it would be doires, so how could they eat it? So it's not doires. So it comes out that Midras Nami Leidos, this is the Simin Chodosh, because all other Oifes are Doiris. So it comes out is by Asnunis Levone, or by, or the same thing by Azazel. If they ate it, Akochach wasn't Doiris. So we still have the Kasha, according to the Rivam. We have the same kasha that this is the fourth simen, and from the Gemara before it would seem that only the fourth simen is only by Yosnia, according to Rabchia. So this kasha the Marsha asks, and the Marsha answers. We have mentioned something from the Chazanisha, but the Marsha answers that Kufa was a machlokes Rabbi Eleza and the Chachamim. Was it Toiris or was it not Toiris? Rabbi Leza held that the Teva was it should be Doiris. If you don't see it Doiris, that's irrelevant. It's Doiris. That's what Rabbi Leza held. And the Chacham held, we never saw Doiris, so it's Einei Doiris. That is the Machlokes, Rabbi Leza and the Chacham. Now let us go further in the Gemara. Omar Ameima, Pilchese Oif Abo B'Simen Echad Toher, Vuhu de Leidoris. So let us see Rashi. Oif abo b'simen echot toir. Vafilu ein boki behen u'bishmeisein. He does not know what a peres v'zniya is all about. Leichashin an dilma peres v'zniya heim. Kende meforish lekamei. Leishchichi b'yishuv elo b'midboris. So memele, if it has a simen echot, there's a simen echad, so memela, so memel says, you don't have to be chayish, it is a peres v'ozniya. So memela, you have to assume, v'hu de loidores, v'ani mili de loidores, ki mashkechinem bei simen echad, if we find it has one simen, let's say it has a reason, that's by yisere, machsikine lei betoir kol kamad lei chazina lei de doris. If I don't see its doris, so if it would only have this one simen of etzva yisere, then I'd have to say it's a peres or osnia. That's the only oif tomei that has one simen. It can't be a peres or osnia because they're not motzi b'yishuv. So it has to be a naif toyer. No, if it's a naif toyer, so we have to say it's not doris. That is Shitas Rashi. Kemeshkechina beisim menechot marzekina lei betoyer. And I say, kol kam lechazina lei de doris. And I assume, I see one simen, I assume there's a second simen also. V'niralina Rashi says, a new taich in Dorish, a koloif anoisin radle al oichel, kshu oichloi, he presses down on the oichel when he's eating it, marzike beragloi shlo yonu, that shouldn't move, lo yinotel kuli etzlopi, utrise, behen der hoivim, shekdele bebatim, shekerim kua, that means the oivim are doiris, and that's how they eat. They press down with one foot, that it shouldn't go up completely, the whole machu should not go up completely when they're eating it. This is the memra of Ameima. So if it has one simen, I'm allowed to eat it. It says, and that's by Yisere, and I don't know if it's Doris or not Doris. I can assume that it is not Doris. So fragt die Gemara, Oma lei Ravashi la meima oder Rav Nachman mai. Rav Nachman said, you can't assume it's not those. Maybe this is a peres was near. Unless you boki behemu b'shmei sayim. How could you eat it? Maybe it's a peres was near. There is one simen. Maybe it's Doris. So he answered, and meima said, Oma lei loy shmiya li, kloima loy svira li. I do not hold like Rav Nachman, that you have to know a peres was near, because my ike mishem peres was near. Les nayo be yishuv. They're not be yishuv, so I don't have to cholam this is a peres was near. So if it has one simen, it cannot be a peres was near, they're not be yishuv. So koch has to be a neif toyer. If not a peres was near, it has to be a neif toyer. Then al koch, it has to have a second simen tar. Let us see Taisvis. Vahodaloi Doris. Perish bekuntris. Kidimashkaches be simen echot. If you have one simen on this oif, let's say there's a net be yisere. Marzekinalei betoir. Kolkame deloi chazinalei de Doris. Vekoshe amai toir. Shema oirefu shiyeshloi shnei simonei tare. So, l'chayre Taisvis, this is according to the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that an oirev is einoy doires and has an ezba yaseire. So, what are you telling me? It's not a peres was near and not be yishuv, but maybe it's an oirev. You have to know what an oirev looks like. Shema oirevu, sheyesh lo shnei simoni tare. According to the Rebam, it can't be an Erev, because an Erev is Derev. Void. Now, I say it's another kash. The mashme, im have a peres, was near shchichi b'yishuv. It would seem that, why aren't you chayish it's Derev? Because there's no peres, was near shchichi b'yishuv. Have a mesav kibu, then I would clear maybe it's Derev. But my wife keeping the merzakinabu the ain't a dairis. He is assuming that it's not dairis. Frech the marshoy doesn't understand Taisvis kasha. The whole reason I assume it's not dairis is because it can't be it could be a peres was near. Could be a peres was near, could be as one simitar, nezbe yisera, could be a peres was near. You know why I assume it can't be a peres was near, because it's not mitzuyim be yishu. So it's not a peres was near. So it has to be an oif toil. The only oif with a sim, with one sim in that stomach is a peres was near, which is doiris, and it's not a peres was near. So there has to be an oif toil, so I assume that it's not doiris. Because if it's doiris, it's a oif tomei. But if there would be motzi a peres was near, I wouldn't say it's not doiris. Maybe it is doiris. What right I have to say? This kasha the mashoyis. V'nirali, but Taisus does not want to learn like Rashi, and this is like the Rabbeinu Tam, Dehu deloi doris kloima, ba'ois ay simen echot, aino dain doiris. That is the simen. Oif abo b'simen echot toir, v'hu, that is if the simen is, deloi doris. So that's the only simen, that's the only simen it has. Period. So, to sulakalisvuke, oive peres, oive znia. That means the only oive tome that has one simen, and this has only one simen, taka. It's any deiris, that's it. Or there's the other rest of simoni, that doesn't have any other simoni. So, memele, oive peres, oive znia, vleishriche be yishuv. Avelim hoya deiris, osnan oive deiris tome. So that's how Taisus learns Pshat in the Gemara. Sok the Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Yehuda, oif ha-mesareit kosher letares ha-metzoire, an oif that scratches is kosher letares ha-metzoire, v'zu hi snunis lebono shenechluku bo rabbelozo v'chachome. Now, Rav Yehuda is saying, By Metzoyre, you need a Tzipor Dreyer. A Tzipor Dreyer means that it's not Mekabel Morris. You can't catch it. You can't Balabateve over it. And the way this Oif accomplishes that you can't Balabata over it is he scratches. If you want to catch it, he'll scratch you. So you better keep hands off. So this Snunis Levono, which scratches, so here is a mile of, it's a Tzipor Dreyer, you need it to be a Tahoira also. So Rabbi Yehuda, Oifa Mesaret Kosher Letaris Metzoyre, the Zui Snunis Levono, Shenech Lukubo Rabbi Elezer Vachachomin, the Machloikis Rabbi Elezer Vachachomin, Rabbi Elezer also Snunis Levono is Amin Oire, Chomim hold it's not a mean oirev, and we paskin like the Chachomim, so therefore it's kosher potaras hametzoyer. That is Rav Yehuda's memory. So bekitzer, Rav Yehuda told us toich dvorov that we paskin like the Chachomim. And that's why it's toyer. Omar Ameima. Now Ameima said like this: bechibro. Kreiso, if he has a white stomach, a white belly, kula alma like pligi the show. There's no machlekes rabbelez and the chachamim. Everyone holds that is not a mean oirev. Ki pligi bidiroike. The machlekes is if he has a yellow or a green stomach. Ki pligi bidiroike. Kreiso. Rabbelez osa, the rabbonon shoru, behilchese ki rabbelez. So, according to this Lashon of Ameima, Ameima is, Rabbi Yehuda said, Tznunis Levone Shenech Leku Rabbi Elezer V'Chachomim, we paskin like the Chachomim. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Ameima said, the Tznunis Levone Shenech Leku Rabbi Elezer and the Chachomim, we paskin like Rabbi Elezer. If it's the Bechivra Kamsa, there's no Machloikis. But Al Kaponim, where there's a Machloikis between Rabbi Elezer and the Chachamim, we pass like the Rabbi Elezer. So it comes out that, according to this Lashon, a Meimer is Chaylik and Rabbi Yehuda. In what is a Machloikis, Rabbi Elezer and the Chachamim, who do we pass like? Rabbi Yehuda says we pass like the Chachamim. Rabbi Elezer says we pass, Rameimer says we pass like Rabbi Elezer. Marzuta masni ochi, but the yeroike karsa kreisa kolama le pligi da osa. If the belly is yellow or green, everyone holds its osa. Ki pligi be the chibra karsa, rabbeleza osa, rabbonon shori, behilchese ke rabbonon de shori. Now, Marzutra is saying pshat in Ameima. La haloche, he's saying the same words that Ameima said. A Meimer has said, Chivra Kreisa is kosher, Yireika Kreisa is posel. That's what a Meimer said. But the longest of a Meimer was, because by Chivra Kreisa there's no machloikis, and the Yireika Kreisa, where there is a machloikis, we paskin like Rebeleza. So the halacha, he said, Chivra Kreisa is kosher, Yireika Kreisa is posel. We said, the reason is, because there is a machloikis, we paskin like Rabbi Elezer. Masutra said, pshat, the member of Ameima, Ameima said this taka, Yireika Kreisa is posel, Chivra Kreisa is kosher, but he says something else. Yireika Kreisa is no machloikis. Everyone agrees that it's posel. And the Chivra Kreisa is a machloikis, so we paskin like the Chachamim. So according to Marzutra, the way Marzutra said pshat na meima, so then a meima holds like Rabbi Yehuda. A meima holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That means in the machloikis, Rabbi Elezer and the Chachamim, we paskin like the Chachamim. That is the machloikis, that is the two pshatim in a meima. So the Gemara asks like this, Bishleim elamanda oma bechivra kreisa pligi, That was a Meimer's memory. I'm sorry, that was Mazutra's memory. Hainu diktoni snunis levona. So now the Gemara is going back. But we hear the machlekes Rabbi Elezer and the Chachamim, snunis levona. It was machlekes by a snunis levona. So memela, so forget, we see there's a machlekes by a snunis levona. Eloman de Yoma b'diyoreke pligi, according to a meimel that there's no machloikis by chivra kreisa, the whole machloikis is by yoreke kreisa, is my snunis levonis. Why is it called snunis levonis? Why, when we had the machloikis Rabbi Lezer and the Chomim, we called it snunis levonis? By a levona, everyone knows that it's kosher. The machlokes is by yeroike. So the Gemara answers, "My son is levona. Lafuki the body the uchmesi." So the Gemara means that the word levona is relative. That means there's another snunis that lives in houses, and that is completely black. So memele, this snunis that is a yellow belly that is called levona lagabi and uchmese. Zot Rashi, amesaret, that means it scratches. Beraglov, others say letaris metzeri should see palma betayr. Marzut chamasni ochi lo da meima lelishna kame da meima the pasuk ilchasik rabbeleza da osa lesley the rabbi did the machshelay letaras mitzayr da tayres ksik sin hain de tonis nun slabonu boi gersin in shenech lekurba the lava the rabbi yehude koi al mesnisin the tonis lmine lovi snun slabonu fuki dabati yagdele isvadoris pekiris habatim ishchayrisay zogti gemore weiter. Omar Rebbe Yehuda Tosil Posil Mishum Teirem Bekosher Mishum Bnei Yoine. So Rashi says Tosil Min Yoinehu. It's a type of a Yoine. So Posil Mishum Teirem, that means if in Volaviyu Mishayaskin, you want to bring an older one. This is a yoin. If you want to bring an older one, b'teiras teirim, k'mrina perikama g'doylem k'sherim by teirim, g'doylem k'sherim tanim b'sulim, b'koshim mishum yoine b'ktanim. So he's saying like this, he's saying this tassel is a yoin. So if you'll bring it when it's old, and you want to use it for teirim, so it's possible. If you bring it when it's young, so then it's like a kosher, because since it's a yoine, so when it's young, it's a bnei yoine. Da atzifi, this is another type of a bird, which these are teirim. The teirim shel rechava, rechava ksheirim mishum teirim, absulim mishum bnei yoine. So bekitza, rechava Omar Rabbi Yehuda is telling us, we have certain oifes, that they're not called yoinim and teirim. They have different names. One is called a tussel, one is called a tzifi. So Rechava, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda is telling us this tussel is a yoine, and this a tzifi is a teir. That's what he's telling us. We should know this. So Mamela, we know when you bring it for a kol, we know there's different age limits for a ben yoine and a teir. Let us see the bottom teisvis before we go further. Omar Avachove, Omar Achove, Omar Rebbe Yehuda. So this is very modern. Rebbe Yehuda is usually a tana. Rav Yehuda is an amore. Omar Achove, Omar Rebbe Yehuda. What's that, Rebbe Yehuda? So teisvis says to Malchim. Haino Rab Yehuda Stomet. That's Rab Yehuda. Lefi Shahoya Rabbi Muvik, Kama Rebbe. He called him Rebbe because he was Rabbi Muvik. That's why he called him Rebbe. V'yesh Meforshim, that's one shot. The Kama Rebbe, Mishum de Sofik Lei, Ishama Mi Rebbe Yehuda Tane. He doesn't remember if he heard this memre b'shem Rebbe Yehuda de Tane, oy me Rav Yehuda Amore, or maybe he heard it from Rav Yehuda the Amore. Period. So what did he say? So he said Rebbe Yehuda. So he's not doing too bad if he says Rabbi Yehuda, because that means like this. If he heard it, b'shem Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, he wouldn't call, I mean, if he call him Rav Yehuda, so, that's he's degrading the Tana. So he said Rabbi Yehuda. If he heard it from Rav Yehuda, the Rabbi called him Rabbi Yehuda. No, no, it's not, he's not degrading him. So Mamela, he wanted to make sure he's not saying the wrong thing. So he said, Rabbi Yehuda. That's why he said, Rabbi Yehuda. So Rechava was a Meiradike Daiken. That means if he didn't remember clearly who he heard it from, so he said such a Loshen that whoever he heard it from, it'll be Nichlal in his Loshen. Bahainu the Oma Ba'alme. Therefore, there's a Gemara that says, the dayik v'gomar shmaite mipume derabbi. This amire was medayik. The sugye mipume derabbi kirechove de pumpedisa. Like rechove pumpedisa. That means rechove de pumpedisa had this mile that he was medayik pelishne. So we see that the Rechav de Pundis was Taka Daik and Belishna. So that's the other say, that's Taka, they said, Oma, Rebbe Yehuda, this Rebbe Yehuda shows, he said, with being Mosef Ayud, he was Madaik Belishna. And there the Gemara says in Brachis, where do we see that Rechav was Daik Belishna? Oma, Rechav, Oma, Rebbe Yehuda, Arabayis of Kofolhoi. So Memele, so the Gemara in Brachis brought a marshal, a dugme, that Rechav is a daikin belishne, because Rechav said over, b'shem Rebbe Yehuda. And Rebbe Yehuda, you have to be between the lines. Rebbe Yehuda means, I don't know, if it was Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda, that's what he said, Rebbe Yehuda. He was a daikin belishne. Vengire. Tyson doesn't like this pshat. I'm going to be the rabbi stuff kofoloi. It was a double row of benches. The ainirah. I don't like this pshat. The mekain havale lemeima, when you were speaking about the godless of Rechove, a philosophic, the gavri goris. That's his mile. He didn't know who he heard it from. So he said a loshen to cover who he heard it from. Kedom alelba perikame. Gabi Rabbi Yehuda, Sofik Mishmei Darab, Sofik Mishmei Dishmur. So there, Fakel Rabbi Yehuda, the Sofik the Gavri Kagor. Va'oi! Tais was another kash. If you'll say that this is the Daik Belishne, because he said, Oma Rabbi Yehuda, Rimaisi Hosa Mahuda Stav Kofoloya, so the whole reason they bring this memory, is because he said, Oma Rabbi Yehuda, Avle Lesuyina Mehach Tishmaiten. Why could have brought our memory also? That Chava Oma Rabbi Yehuda said, Tosil Posel Mishim Torah. It's also another Raya who was Daik Belishne. Elo. So Taisa says, that's Napshat Nagamore. Elo Hainu Diyukid Di Dei. That what the Gemara says, Rechava was daik belishne, mimasha yoima beloshen rabbi. The daik belishne was, he said, stov lifnim mistov, vayo yeroitzel lishanis aloshen afapi shuloshen mishune. The kamar stov kofel hoyo, stov lifnim mistov. That wasn't the common terminology. When people wanted to say they were two rows of benches, they didn't call it stov kofel, stov mifnimistov, bavle meimer, it's stov nisois, you don't bring a kama the psochem, the Mos says in the psochem, that was what it was called, it's stov nis, rows of benches. He said stov kofel, stov mifnimistov, so pshat is, this was not a common way of explaining what it was. No, Rechove was Daik Belishne the Rabbi. His Rebbe said, Stav Lefnimik Stav, Stav Kofel, so therefore he said this Loshen. So Memele, that's Pshat the Gemara in Brochus, but in our Gemara we have to say the first Pshat. that he called him Rebbe, not because the Eitbolishne, but because since he was Rabbi Mubok, that's why he called him Rebbe. Zog the Gemara weiter. Mekitzer, Rochove said, B'shem Rabbi Yehuda, that Atosel is a Yoyne. Mosim Rav Daniel Barav Katine. Kol ha'oifois poislin min mechatos. All oifes that drink from mechatos pasel. Chutz min ayoine mibnei shemoitzetzes. That means, Rashi says, poislin mechatos, im shosu mehen, all oifes, mibnei she'en moitzetzin, they don't suck in the water. Elo magbiin piin la'acher she'kultes es ha'mayim. First they fill up the bottom beak with water. Then they lift up the bottom beak, and a lot of the water pours back. V'amayim noiflim mipim, v'rei hen kemayim shenasa b'malocha, v'kamum sechaz gitin, sham malach, sham malocha peis loson, and this is Shitas Rashi, yet before the Aftesamid base, chay teisus is chaylik, this is not called malocha, but Rashi holds that what he brought it into his mouth to drink, his kilo ha'malocha was done with it. So memele, so all oifais will passel mechatos, because by putting it in their mouths, it's considered nasa by malocha, so all passel mechatos, chutz min ayoine mibnei shemaitzetzes. Ayoine sucks the water, so memele, whatever water gets into the yoine's mouth does not go out, the yoine swallows it. So since a yayne sucks the water, so therefore it doesn't pass all the water. But now, so the Gemara asked, if Rabbi Yehuda had said that besides a yayne there's a tussle also, a tussle is also a min yayne, so a tussle should have the characteristics of a yayne, the misna lisne chutz mi yayne betussle, such as a yayne betussle. Amar Rabbi Zeiris, he said, no, he couldn't mention tussle, because they're moitzitz or meiki, because they're moitzitz, they ain't a meiki. That is true, that since atosels are mean yoine, so it sucks the water, that's true. But at the same time, after it sucks it, it spits out either some water or some saliva, some emele. That is why he didn't mention that atosel is good, because atosel, even though it's moitzitz, it's meiki, and that will pass all the water. Zogt Rashi, chutz min ayoin min eishem eitzetzes, peilu an eisorim, leinasa melochem. V'misa de tosel min yoinahu, if you say a tosel is a min yoinem, so why didn't he mention tosel also? So my answer is tosel, meitzet to meiki, kavalochi min yoinu, da meitzet, it's meitzet, v'sharoif is ein meitzet, and the only bird that's meitzet, that sucks the water is only a yoinah minay. Alashavim bekartim, bekartim atachtim, the given the tussle makey, even though it sucks it in, it spits out, poisom nehakeya murebis, bavalek reik baume, so that means there's a taruvis of reik and mayim, it could be where the taisis daf testament basis, could be we need hazoy, needs a shear, inami mishum malochet, that the water that they spit out intentionally is called nasa by malochet. Zogt der Gemara weiter, Oma Rav Yehuda Hani Kufshoni Zuzaini. Kufshoni are Teirim, and they have a shame Zuzaini. The Zuzaini Teirim Sheirim Legabi Mizbeach. The Kosh Legabi Mizbeach. The Hain Teirim Shal Rechava. These are the Teirim Shal Rechava which we had mentioned before. And they're also called Kufshani Tzutzaini, Teirim Tzutzaini. And the Koshalim is back. This is a Teir, even though it has a Shem Levi. Meisvek, back to Gemara Kasha, why is it Taka Kasha? We learn, it says Ezev. Kasha Magudas Ezev. We learn that since it says Ezev. Stam, Bele Ezev, Yovim, Le Ezev, Kufli, Be Ezev, Rumi, Le Midbori, Bele Kol Ezev, Shiesh, Le Shem Levi. So we see that Hashem Levi Pasul, so why is Kufshoni Tzutzaini, which means Teiri Tzutzaini Akosha, Bechir is Hashem Levi. Omar Abai, so Abai answered, no, Kosha Nishtanish Mai Koide Matan Teire, if it would have been called before Matan Teire, Kufshoni Tzutzaini, Rikvide Teure Olav. And then the Teure mentioned Teurem, knowing that there's a Teure that's called Kufshal Nitzutzaini. And you're talking right. Yeah, Rikvide Teure. Vida Teira Olav, and the Teira mentioned Stamazoi Ezoi is Yeshle Shem Levi Posel. So then that's called the since when the Teira spoke about Ezoi, it said Ezoi Stam. And these were called Ezoi Kukli, Ezoi Midbori, these were called these names before Matan Teira, and when the Teira was written, Bidavkit only mentioned the Shem Ezoi. And it's not a puzzle. Bahani learn nishtanu shmom koide matan teire. So mele, but these teirem, before matan teire, they were called teirem stam. The shini shame happened after matan teire. So mele, there's no gili from teirem stam that they're nifso. That was a bias teiret. Rava Oma, Rava said, Hani kufshani tzutaini basrayu stomach orilohu. Rava said that the kufshani tzutaini, that's not their name. They're called tzutaini because that's where they come from. And if you go to the mokim where they are, the stams like they're called kufshani stam. Zot Rashi, kufshani teirim belov shnarami, tzutaini oshem bekoimu. That's Maskana Brov. Aesab Yavam Chalayla Minesab Eino Sheshom Shem Levi Alma Shem Levi Postle by Maksha Sobada Tzutaini Shem Levi Uvalay or Shem Mekayma. Ko Shanistan Shmekayda Matan Teira Kain Aesab Ubosa Teira Bikpida Kain Aesab Shiski Rosay Teira Bekama Mekaymis Lay Nishmat Lona Mikro Lichta Aesab Shem Levi Shmami Nakpedo Kupshani Loshen Shol Teira. Zegt de Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Yehuda Hani Kerozi de Beichilfi Shor. So Rashi learns Pshat the Kerozi Archagovim. The Beichilfi, they are around nettles, that's where they find themselves, Shor. Udevei Kalvi, if those Chagovim, which find themselves in they're close to a kruv, to kale, a siri. Omar Ravina, Malkina, Layu, Mishim Sheretzoiv. Yeloikal Sheretzoiv. Zot Rashi. So Rashi says, Ani Kerozi, Chagovim. The Mechalvi, that's metals, the Mechal, the kruv. Malkina, Nalai, Mishim Sheretzoiv. The love sofik ninu elo vadai tmeim. We mentioned when we learned the Gemara the first time that the Miri says we don't paskin like this Gemara because by us the guidelines of chagovim tmeim they're simoni agu, not where here it's a psa naya maisa where they live. If they live by kruvim, so it's by kruv, it's a ray, it's tmei. And by thorns, nettles, it's a ray that it's fair. That's how the Miri says we don't pass on like this Gemara. Let's see a little further. Va'oma Rab Yehuda, Tzarado Shori, these are different types of oifes. Tzarado Shori, Barado Oser, Simonech Bar Minei, the shame Barado. So the shame exposes what type of a bird it is. Bar mine. In marado sveika. Marado is a suffix if it's an oiftome or an oiftoe. Zot Rashi. Tzarado marado bar mine. Mi balodo kloimer. Su me olein. Oma Rav Asi, Shmoino Sveikos Hain. There are 8 oifes that there's a suffix what they are. And what are they? Chuvo, Chugo, Sugo, Vaharnugo, Tushlomi, Umarado, Kuchilno, Ubar Nafcho. Mai Sveikayu, what is their suffix? Oifes Tahoirim, Kukebonon Nikla. Naiftoir, the simon is Kukebon Nikla. Utmeim, ein Kukebonin Nikla. The Kukebon is not Nikla. Vahani Kukebonon Nikla, Bisakino. So that's the Shaila. It is Kukebon Nikla, not Biyad, Bisakin. Is this called Kukebon Nikla? Is it not called Kukebon Nikla? There's a problem if it's not niklaf readily. They put it in the sun. So Mamela, you see, there is no tonight. There's no condition that it has to be niklaf readily. The Gemara answers, Hosam ki rafi iklaf biyode. That maise of the avze of Mar Shmuel, their pshat is, it was a little tough, so he could not separate it from the kukibin. So there they put in the sun that was easily separated. Hocha aval gav de rafi loy maklev ele besakina. But these oifes, even though you put it in the sun, you still can't separate it readily with your hand. Need a sakin. So that was the shaila, is it called kabonoi niklaf or not? Now let us see Rashi. Chuva chugo harnuga suga kuchilna tushlomi vahani kukabono niklaf besakina. Bishar shloishes hasimonim mevororim bahem. So Rashi says, now this Rashi is very much like the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, which is not like L'chayre, no, the Rashi, that's a problem. But Rashi is like the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. So Rashi says as follows, Bishar shloishes hasimonim mevororim bahem. So that means it was Einei Doiris, it was Etzba Yisera, it had a Zayfik, three Samonim. Now, three Samonim doesn't mean anything. Maybe it's a Neif, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it just Rashi changes the sheet, that's the problem over here. But Al Kaponim, here Rashi, this is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, three Samonim could be a Neif Tomei. You have to be Bokin in the Behemoth, Bishmaisayim. Three simonim, so Rashi looked up in the time, the three simonim tare by all Yutasaitis are Einai Doiris, Etzpe Yisere, and Zephik. And this had all these three simonim, which with these three simonim it wouldn't help us on either. But now I want to know, is this Kukabone Niklav? If it's Kukabone Niklav, it's four simonim tare. Nothing but to talk about, so it's a knife toil. If this is not called Kukabani Niklav, so then I have to do research on all the Yutas Oifis, and I don't know the Yutas Oifis. So Mela, then it'll be Tomei. That's what Rashi's saying over here. Bishar Shloishis Asimonim Mavurorim Be. It's Einei Doiris, it's Etzba Yisayin, and Yesh Lai Zayfik. Mesav Kilon, I Kilofu, if this is considered a Kilof, then it's his force money tarim. The lav kilafu ain't can eloshloisha. So there's three simoni tarim. Ain't a deiris, that's be yisair and zephik. Ubisophic shalifus to maim sheshlam shloisha simonim. This Rashi is like the Rabbeinu Tam. But with the other Rashi's, I mean, other shlims, that's the problem. So the Gemara says, there's a problem that's not called ain't a niklav. Avla miklav kukabone, alme oiv toyer, nami zimnim de kosher lekalpoi.
So the Gemara says, no, but there, if you put in the sun, well, you're able to be caliphate. This, I feel when the sun, you also can't be caliphate.